Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Luke 16, the story of the rich man and Lazarus. When it talks about the beggar being at Abraham's bosom or side, that Abraham represents sort of like paradise and not really the actual biblical Abraham.
Abraham's bosom. Bosom is a chest. They didn't all go to his chest in his body. So Abraham's bosom is an expression referencing the real Abraham, but it's calling Abraham's bosom. And I don't know why. I'd be interested to know the history of how that word phrase developed in relationship to that. But it's just another term for paradise.
Number 5.
One of the jobs of the husband is to guard his wife. Guard her sexually, emotionally, mentally, physically. And a lot of women may think, oh, that's chauvinistic, whatever, go away. But it's one of our jobs. It's what we do. So let's just say, you're dating a woman and she wants to come over to your place, and it's just you two alone. What do? You say, well, I don't feel comfortable with that because we would be alone and I'd be compromising your integrity and mine as well. And if there's a better way for us to do this, let's work it out. Let's meet in public or let's have friends over. And I understand sometimes you're driving a car together, you're alone, I understand. But the idea here is that we want to present to the women the idea of guardianship even before, way before you get married. And of course, you never do anything physically inappropriate, and you guard her that way.
Number 4.
And as I teach when I do marriage counseling, and the couple is messing around, I'll say to the female, you trust this guy? Yeah, uh-huh. And yet you have fooled around, yeah? So you trust a man who's supposed to be a Christian here, and you trust him with your dignity and with your honor, and he's already led you astray? This is the kind of man you want to marry? They're not used to hearing stuff like that. Then I'll turn to the man and I'll say the same thing. You want to trust yourself with this woman who's willing to compromise the purity that God is requiring of marriage? If you're not going to be faithful before marriage, why are you going to be faithful after?
Number 3.
And so it says in Acts 4:28 that God ordained people to do whatever his purpose and predestined to occur. In Romans 8:29, it says, for whom those of you foreknow, he also predestined. They're the same group. The foreknown ones are the predestined ones. And it says in verse 30, and whom he predestined, these he also called. And he called, he also justified. We go to 1 Corinthians 2:7. We speak of God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. Ephesians 1:5, he predestined us to adoption as sons. Ephesians 1:11, also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. So Ephesians 1:11 is a really solid one there for people to understand that God predestined people. He predestines us. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined. Who's the we? The believers. According to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
Number 2.
This woman says, in 1999, during one of my quiet time with the Lord, he mentioned the word sound. Nothing more, just the word sound. I've always been suspicious, Someone's talking to me, and he goes, yeah, I was having a quiet time with God, and he told me, that I need to go get dressed and go to the store. I'm like, wait a minute. So God told you something. Yeah. So the infinite God of the universe just started talking to you? Well, it's an impression. How do you know it was God? Well, because... And I always get irked by these kinds of things. When people meet God in the Bible, in the Old Testament, I'll tell you, they're on their knees. They're on their faces to the ground. But we have these people so casually, I was talking to God last night. You know what he told me? Wow. Number 1. You have to understand something. I was never a Mormon, and a Mormon didn't beat me up, and now I have this thing against Mormonism. It's never been like that. For the most part, Mormons have been very, very polite, very nice. Only one Mormon wasn't, but that doesn't represent Mormonism any more than one bad Christian represents Christianity. But the thing is that Jesus says in Matthew 24:24, in the last days, many false Christs and false prophets will arise and deceive many. How do you know you're not deceived? And you might say, well, I know I'm not deceived because the Holy Spirit bears witness of the truth. Really? And how do you know you have the Holy Spirit? How do you know the Spirit you have is the Holy Spirit and not a deception, a deceiving spirit? How do you know? Well, they'll say, well, I prayed to God. Which God did you pray to? The God of Mormonism? The God of the Book of Mormon? That's Mormonism. The God of Mormonism came from another planet. He has a goddess wife. If that's the God you're praying to, it's not the real God, then you're going to get a deception as an answer. Because in such a prayer, what you're doing inadvertently is committing sin by praying to a false God, asking the false God to reveal truth to you.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.